New Move on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
So we've taken another trip out into Harrogate today and we're talking about rental properties. I'm here with Tom from You Move. Hello, Tom.
Morning, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. It's always nice to come and have a little look around one of the houses that you are dealing with. And we are talking about renting and in particular talking to landlords about making their place, their house, their flat more appealing to tenants. So just to start with, when it comes to having a house to rent to tenants, some people will be buying a house particularly to rent it out. How would they go about starting to choose the right house?
If you don't know the local market, my advice is to speak to somebody who's probably going to manage the house for you. The same house in different areas will attract different rents. And also, you want to know that you're going to be able to let your property easily. You don't want it hanging around because it's in the wrong area. So suggestion is speak to people that have got the local knowledge to be able to tell you the answer to that if you don't know it.
So the house that we have come to today, we're going to talk about how it's been made to be more appealing to tenants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is a little two-bedroom bungalow that's just been let. There was quite a lot to be done to it to make it suitable for tenants. So we're just going to have a chat through some of those things. First thing is the garden. The garden was overgrown. We got a gardener in to tidy it up, sort it out. The new tenant's quite happy to look after it going forward.
Because I suppose you are, if it's a high maintenance garden, you're relying on finding a tenant that likes gardening, and that's not always the case.
It's not always the case. And I have got some cases where we include a gardener, because it's a big garden, we include a gardener in the rental. This house comes complete with a garage, although you can hardly get a car up the drive to it. But one of the things, it was full of stuff, so one of the first things is tidy up. Get rid of all your junk and everything. You don't want a tenant coming in and there's a whole load of used stuff stacked away in the garage. It needs to be empty so that they can get the full use of the property.
People are still going to have a lot of stuff they need to store, so to have the outdoor storage is always a real bonus.
Bonus, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Especially in this particular case, there's mother and daughter coming from two separate houses, so the chances is they're going to want to store some stuff.
Yeah, probably going to have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So we come into the kitchen. One of the things I asked him to do was take out the washing machine. The reason I asked him to do that was that you've got to get pat testing done on any appliances that are not hardwired in. So if they've got a plug on it, it's got to be pat tested. There's a cost to the landlord in doing that annually.
So tenants will know if they want a washing machine, they need to bring one with them.
Absolutely, yeah. And then you're not responsible for breakdowns on the washing machine and all that type of stuff as well. So it's much cleaner not to have the washing machine there.
Okay.
Other thing we did was the hob here had a crack on it. So I suggested to them that at the cost of a new hob that they put a new hob in.
And kitchen-wise, you know, it's fine. It's storage. Yeah. It's a good kitchen.
It's a good kitchen, yeah. And, of course, the boiler, it's been serviced and there's been a gas check done to make sure it's safe, which you've got to do every 12 months. So, yeah.
Okay, let's have a look at the rest of the house.
The issue with the bathroom was there was no shower. So I suggested to the landlords that they put a shower in. Most people these days want a shower as well as a bath. A bath on its own is really not suitable in a rental, so you want to have a shower as well. So they went to the expense, put a shower in, and whilst the plumber was here, they changed a couple of the radiators because they were looking a little bit the worse for wear. So, yeah. Okay. The bedroom, when I came to look round, was very pink. In fact, you're wearing a pink blouse now.
I am. So are you, Tom.
Yeah. The colour was a bit more towards your blouse than it is towards mine.
I mean, radio doesn't give this away, but I am wearing hot pink. Tom is wearing baby pink. So it was more hot pink.
Yeah, absolutely. So I suggested to them that they give it a coat of paint to make it more appealing. Anybody coming in and seeing a bright pink room wouldn't have been too impressed. So they did that. They've given it a coat of paint. And, other thing was there was various bits of furniture still in the house. They said, should we leave those? I said, no, take them out. Problem is, if you've got a bed or any soft furnishing, it's got to have fire retardancy certificates with it. So if you live in furniture, you've got to make sure that it's all fire retardant, and that brings in a whole new range of cost in making sure that you've got that sorted.
Because I think my automatic response would be, oh, well, if they, you know, it's helpful to leave this for them if they need it, but actually the cost that it costs you is enormous.
And the safety that you've got to put into it. So, yeah, no, that's always important.
How do you think they're going to decide which bedroom? Because one is slightly bigger than the other. We've got a mother and a daughter coming in. They're gonna have to fight.
As the TV show goes, there's only one way to sort this out.
Yeah.
Fight. So, second bedroom. Again, it was a case of just furniture. This had been actually used as a dining room previously. You can see it's decorated a little bit like it would be a dining room as opposed to a bedroom. But they're going to use it as a second bedroom.
It's got French doors as well that open
up. Lovely French doors onto the back garden, which is quite a nice space. So, yeah,
that's
good.
And I presume this then must be the living room.
It is. Living room carpet was all cleaned. It was a little bit stained and mucky, so we got that done. As you can see, there's been furniture removed as well. Because obviously people want to bring in their own furniture, not necessarily left. And the final thing was the gas fire was had been condemned, so they put a new gas fire in. That's one of the things that you've always got to consider. Is it going to be safe for the tenant that's coming in?
That seems to have been the main sort of area of focus, actually, of our chat today, is that when you are getting a house ready for renting out, safety is paramount. And actually, a lot of the time, it means taking stuff out so that as a landlord, you're not responsible for that safety.
Yeah, it is. You've got to be conscious of the tenant's safety at all times. And you've got to also make sure that the tenant's going to be happy. There's a lot of landlords that all they're interested in is how much they can get out of it. Ultimately, if you look after the tenant and you do the right things, you will get more money in the long run from that tenant. The tenant will stay longer, they'll be happier, you'll have less absences, less blanks, and the whole thing just runs so much smoother if you look after the tenant properly.
Tom, if there are people who want to come and talk to you specifically or any one of the YouMove team about getting their house ready to rent out, how should they get in touch?
They can ring us on Harrogate 606 506 or go to the website, which is youmove.com. That's youmove.com.
YouMove on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.